everyone. Well, this is our Saturday show, Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And the day today is April 1st. So, I don't know of any good April Fool jokes, but anyway, we'll just clear the date here. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, that might work out pretty well. Okay, so let's see what's out there. Energize the light beams now. Get rid of these, some critters maybe out of your room as they come in. Oh, bring up your light beams on your monitor screen or screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. You have a situation happening. Think of it right now. We'll clear that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Okay, so see if everything's going well with Ann. So, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Good evening, and good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and tonight, as it's Saturday night, is a very special night of healing because later in the show, Ron will be bilocating all of us listening to Creation Lightship, the place where we were created. And we'll stay there five or ten minutes or so, and you can, at that time, request a physical healing. And all the wonderful light beings, who are all doctors and healers, will work with us. So you'll want to be somewhat prepared and know what you want, the one thing you'd like worked on. You might even want to write that down. Also, as it's the 1st of April, we will celebrate the April birthdays tonight, which is always very nice. Ron Amatron, who you're listening to, has a wonderful website that presents and offers all of the wonderful Creation Lightship healings, and it is called creationlightship.com. So if you haven't been to that website, you'll want to check that out after the show and avail yourself of all the wonderful free healings and learn about Creation Lightship and Source Energy and all the healings that you can also purchase. So for tonight, when we go to the Lightship, Ron takes requests of rooms people would like to visit. So please send those in. How you can reach us is by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat link on the BBS radio station page. And we've already gotten some in, folks, so I thank you very much. Okay, somebody just wrote in the light of the dark ascension and their new earth is the biggest April Fool's joke on humanity.
Yeah, good. But it affects us.
And yeah, so, Ron, sorry, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Well, you recently made this tremendous announcement, and we're all now living on the new earth, and this reminds me, I wanted to say to you because, and you did talk about this the other night, other energy signature things like New Age people, et cetera, also talk about a new earth. So I was wondering if we should add in there when we talk about it, CLS, new earth.
Oh, we can do that, yeah.
We used to say CLS Now Timeline of Light, or we still do say that too, the CLS Now Timeline of Light.
Either one of those would be good, yeah, just so they know that it's physical and not like a fifth-dimensional, la-la land place because they think we deserve that now, I remember, I have to kind of laugh how everybody talked about in 2012, you know, in December, how we're going into the new golden age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen any gold around, so I stopped talking about that. So back to you.
Okay. So I know that I think people would really appreciate hearing more about what's going on, but we do have some questions. For instance, here's one. Moving to New Earth, when will we move to the New Earth permanently?
No idea. That's probably when ascension will happen, I would think, but I'm not sure on that. So that question I have no way to answer. The light
right.
is in the now. You have to look into the future, and it doesn't exist. Oh, back to you.
Right. Okay. And I always like to just check, and of course we're talking about healings all the time, and all different healings, and people write in and recommend them. But I like to check with you once in a while, Ron. Is there anything in particular you can see that would benefit us right now? Anything we might be missing or any of the free healings?
Let's skip that and I'll see what I can figure out as you're asking, maybe add another question or something.
Okay. Okay. And someone wrote in a question quite a while ago that unfortunately got overlooked for a while, and it's a really good question, so I thought it would be a good healing. It's about a healing, and to talk about that tonight, it might be, you might say, this is the one that you think we need. So it's the cloned body on cloned Earth. So you suggested running that a few weeks ago, I think, and so they have some questions. Is it a whole life clearing? And they didn't find one, so they ran the seven generation. They're concerned that the timer ran out very fast, but I think that you don't have to worry about that. I already know the answer to that. Ron has updated it so it doesn't take as long. But I wanted to just point out, because this listener said they had a hard time finding it, so I went and looked it up by putting in the word cloned or clone into the index box on creationlightship.com. And it's true, the first, there are 18 entries just on this clearing us of clones or being clones on different planets, etc. So what you need to do is scroll down. It does start with the seven generations, but what you want to do is go to the bottom. And the last four are, first of all, they're $50 each, which is lovely. And it's current lifetime, cloned bodies, living on cloned Earth. Current lifetime, cloned bodies, living on cloned planets, also $50 for the whole life. Past lifetime clone bodies living on cloned Earth, and past lifetime clone bodies living on cloned planets. And Ron recommended that we start with the first one, which is cloned bodies living on cloned Earth, and kind of see how you feel. And I think the way I read them and the way they are here on the page is probably the best way to do it. So you do your current lifetime first. First do the cloned bodies on cloned Earth, then do cloned bodies on cloned planets. Again, I'd wait a bit, see how you feel, and then see if you need the past lifetime ones. I don't know, Ron, do you want to say anything else about that? Do we all need that?
It could be very useful.
Right. Well, a few people wrote in saying they felt really a lot of results from doing that, which is, I believe, how it came up a few weeks ago.
Great.
So if other people have run that, please write in and let us know. And also, we would love to talk about more people's experiences of living on the new Earth. And I will say I had to go to the Department of Motor Vehicles the other day. And as soon as I got out of the car, there were about 15 or 20 people milling around outside, and I've never been so struck by how I'm looking at a different species. I mean, they were so obviously not human to me that I was shocked. I guess I don't spend a lot of time worrying about other people and looking at them and checking them out, but I really saw it just a little bit from a distance.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, a question just came in. Is this new Earth the same Earth as after ascension?
No. That only reason why we have a new Earth now is so that we can build to that and not be terminated in case something happens here where the dark side blows the planet up. What I talked about earlier is that we're on borrowed time now because they were planning to terminate the planet. In fact, they've been doing it off and on since October, and then more so after the election. So bringing in energies from outside, aliens from outside coming in here, trying to eliminate planet Earth. So this Earth is just where we can go to when or if the planet does, have lots of troubles like radiation or whatever, where it destroys everything. That's why it's created to bring people there as long as they can go to it with their body residence. But that's where your spirit is. So your spirit is going to be saved automatically. It's already living there. It's not going to be affected by what's happening here because it doesn't live here. You can live with your spirit, if you choose to, just by being in the now, are going to be, at that point, in the now on the new Earth. But the new Earth will not be in existence after ascension. It's just something that's here now that you can go to. Oh, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And another question about, comment and question about healing. Since doing the whole life mental body clearing, since then, I've several times been having really vivid dreams about family members attacking me with a lot of old family stuff. I guess I need to do the soul family disconnection. So that's very interesting, Ron, that as he got cleared, it's like a layer got taken away or something, and then he noticed something else.
And they were going into the dream state because they found energy there. So it's just telling you that you need to release the dreams from you, and that the dark side found a way to get in because you have issues there. That's how I would look at that. They found issues, and they were able to do that to you. So back to you.
Right. So, yeah, that soul family disconnection is a really, really important. Okay. And we're getting more in. Thank you very much. Wow, we're getting a lot of room requests tonight. Thank you all very much. It's nice. Someone's saying that they're referring to the CLS New Earth as the New Earth Sanctuary.
Yeah, that's about what it would be, yes.
Right.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, someone had a really good question about the planet star clearing. I just want to try to find that. So you have a wonderful clearing, that planet star vortex clearing, and I believe you mentioned that recently too. So in case I don't find it, what they were saying is there are different sections to that, like stargates and vortexes. Ron, I don't know if you recall the whole healing. It's quite thorough. And they're asking, should we put in things like that we've heard about, like the aurora borealis, you know, different things we hear of that are in the sky? Is that important to do, or should we just click on the different sections and they'll get cleared out?
Kind of up to you. You know, just follow the protocol on the page and see if you want to add something maybe in one of the other boxes or something.
Right. So maybe if a person feels particularly connected to that, you know, or a certain constellation even, maybe they need to do that. But maybe it doesn't even have any meaning for you, and if you just do the clearing as it's written, you'll get it cleared off. Okay, so someone said when they explain the creation lightship, they say manifestation center. Or if they say creation lightship, they say it's not a craft, but it's just like what people worship in other religions.
Right.
I guess that's good. You know, it's true. It's kind of good to talk to people on a level that you think they'll understand if you happen to reach people that are even interested.
Oh.
Okay, still getting in a lot of room requests. Thank you. This is interesting, Ron, because I don't want to just send it over to you, but someone is asking, would there be a room we could go to tonight that's the New Earth or the New Earth Sanctuary, or is that not necessary?
Well, you'd already be on it when we go to the lightship.
Okay.
If you're sitting, you know, in your room probably, you're laying down, you would automatically be on the New Earth.
Right, got it.
So there's once you're in the now, there's no difference for what you're living here. Remember, it's not going to really look any different from the fabricated dark side, you know, hologram or the light energy. You probably won't be able to tell the difference on it.
Right. Okay. Great. Okay. On April 15th, Ron is doing the very highly anticipated Spirit in the Box special healing. It will be over the phone. It costs $50. It's at 1 p.m. on that Saturday, April 15th, 1 p.m. Pacific time, I should say. And you pay for that online. There's a link to it at the top of Ron's webpage. And you cannot do this absentee unless you live in another country, and at that time you'll be sleeping. And Ron's made a special allowance for that. So, Ron, you whenever you do healings, you always say, children under 18 and pets and your plants and everything are invited free. So someone has a question. If your children are going to be on, how do they participate? Should you have them sit with you for the duration of the conference call, or does that matter?
I'll have to look at that because I wasn't planning to have children on that call for free.
Oh, okay.
Much energy. I'm just doing, you know, whoever signs up to get on it.
Okay.
I'll have to revisit that and look at that.
People. All right. Well, then it's possible that person that wrote in, you know, was planning to even pay for their children. Would you say it's not necessary for children, or?
Well, they're still going to have the same problem that adults are going to have.
Right.
Let me, as I think on that one, Another show will bring it up. I'll kind of see how much energy it's going to take out of me.
Okay.
I haven't planned on doing it because if I get 30 people on, I mean, when I did a few people, I did like four at one time about wiping me out. If you were on that call probably maybe a year or so ago when I just wanted to do a sample of that to work on it, and man, it was like, somebody who has maybe two or three kids, you know, all of a sudden I'm dealing with a lot of people. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's perfectly understandable. I'm really glad that thank you very much, listener, for writing that in. Okay, here's another question about the new Earth. When we are in the present moment and on the new Earth, will we actually be there physically, like seeing it, and have, for instance, no radiation? Or is it kind of like the new Earth transfer?
No, you would be on the new Earth with no radiation.
Great. And yes, you've said that before, Ron, that it's actually physical. And a couple of people have written in, and I do feel like you see something different than other people are seeing, and that you're actually just you're on the same road with other people, but you're not.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
And I think somebody even wrote in, or rather said on one of the calls, that they actually saw the shift. Do you remember that, Ron? I think you saw it, too.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Okay. Now, somebody, we get this every once in a while, and on one of the recent shows, someone mentioned an archive from 3 years ago, and a listener wrote in and said, how do we access that? So I think a lot of people maybe have the phone number to listen to these shows on their phone saved, and they may not go on the Internet even when they are listening to the shows. But if you get to BBS Radio, they have a website and everything, but you want to get to it through Ron's website. On the right-hand side, there's the BBS Archives symbol, or BBS Radio symbol. And when you click on that, it brings you to a new page, and it says Creation Lightship Healing, a picture of Ron, and the link to the BBS Fast Chat. You must keep scrolling down, and then you see a heading, Talk Show Program Archive. So, for instance, the first one there right now is March 29th, 2017, which was Wednesday, and soon they'll have up last night's show, and then, you know, this one will go up tomorrow or Monday. Then you keep scrolling down, and you'll see numbers. So, for instance, if you click on, it goes to 10, it'll keep going, and you go back. If you click on the word last, it'll take you all the way back to 2007. So you just have to keep clicking those pages until you get back to the show you want to listen to. And many people go back and listen to all of them. So it's easy if you know where to look. And it's really worth it. To do that. I know a lot of people would agree with me on that. Okay. Okay, if I drop down, another question about the new Earth, if I drop down into my heart and still see chemtrails, does that mean I am not on the new Earth?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know if you're going to have the chemtrails taken away. They're still here, but you probably won't be affected by them. Just like the radiation you wouldn't be affected by.
Right.
So it's, but you will feel the peace energy. So the energies that you're seeing or feeling, sensing, you're going to be in neutral with whatever is happening. You're going to be in peace and have freedom when you're on the new Earth, even though you may see cloned Earth through your eyes. Oh, back to you.
Yes, Ron. I'm thinking of it now as the old Earth. And
yeah.
You do see it, but what I do is I just say to myself, well, that has nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah, and then I know, yeah, that's happening over there. Just like we can see another planet if like Mars got really close to us and we could just watch it. Nothing to do with me, though. I'm not going over there. So last night, Ron, on Friday Night Show, you did a healing for us. And maybe we could do something for tonight, too. We haven't really done any samples tonight. But I just want to read you this. Hi, Ron. Wow, what a difference in my breathing. Yikes. I felt, all of a sudden, cool air in my nose. Feeling, breathing, clearness as I write. So, question, do the clone particles vanish from my space or will I end up breathing it back in again? Thank you so very much.
Well, I could not. Well, of course the clones are here. So, you know, you could start to, you know, breathe the energies there. You know, as you're doing your daily routine, we just took away what you had from the past. I can't guarantee anything in the future because the future doesn't exist.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, do we still need this planet here? And if so, how can we keep this planet here a little while longer?
I don't know how to answer that question.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're not going to do anything to get rid of the planet or anything. Okay. Oh, Ron, is there something you could think of that for sample healing for us? Do we perhaps need any aliens removed from our space or anything? We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, we could do that. So here we go. Any aliens in your room, living inside of you? Up in the corners of your walls there, in your closet, wherever, under your bed. Who knows, maybe one's on the chair that you're sitting on and they're all around you, you know? So here we go. Let's release some aliens that would like to leave the planet. I'll count to 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And naturally, you know, as you know, these are not the pedophiles and the politicians, et cetera, maybe bankers that have done all these evil deeds to humanity here. You know, they won't be leaving. They'll be caught and taken into some type of holding cell off planet. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. Back to you.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote in, please explain how to use the timeline crash. It's difficult to navigate through. So this came in on the fast chat. If you would send an email so that I could answer you, I can send you sort of instruction sheet on the timeline crashes. But when you write in on the fast chat, unless you type in your email address, we have no way of getting back to you. So they go on to say, I have been listening to the Saturday BBS calls the last 4 weeks, and they've been having a pretty serious physical issue, which I won't go into the details on, but since Saturday's clearing, I have very little pain, so they're getting much better. And they're walking around their home with really much better and faster. And thank you, Ron. Your healings are instant.
Great.
Right. So, yes, yeah, sometimes people send in something on the BBS chat and they have a question we could answer from an email, but we can't reach them. So just remember that we can't really get back to you if we don't read your message on this show. You need to send us an email. Okay. So I reminded everybody about April 15th, and I just want to also remind people, especially if you're in California or Northern California and can get to San Mateo, which is very near San Francisco. Ron is going to be there April 28th, 29th, and 30th. He'll have a booth. Actually, I have the actual number here. It's booth 232 Ron will be at. And he's going to be doing two talks, which is less. I think he did three or four in New York, but you're doing two. And I think we're going to be able to arrange it so that if you're not at these lectures, we'll be able to listen over the phone again, which was really a lovely thing to be able to do. And so in addition to being able to go into the light chamber Ron sets up for you to experience source energy and get a healing while you're there, he'll be doing one talk, Alien Technology, Abductions, Implants, Cloning, and Timelines. And that one is on Saturday at noon, and Sunday at 4, he'll be doing Skillfully Navigating the Timeline Matrix. So these are ways to further get out of anything that could possibly be holding you back to this old Earth. And you still have time, really plenty of time, to send a picture. So if you cannot attend, but you'd like to feel the energies over that weekend of the light chamber, you can send Ron through email a picture of yourself, and he prints it out, and he'll bring it with him and put it in the light chamber, so at any time the light chamber is activated, you'll be getting the healing as well. And that's a $100 donation to Ron, which you can do through PayPal on his website. Do you want to do any updates or tell us anything more about the expo, Ron?
Well, just I'll be there, you know.
Yeah, it's really nice to be able to meet Ron in person, to experience the chamber. You can buy the pictures of the light beings that are there. Okay. Oh, someone wrote in to say, you did mention one time that you might do a second spirit in the box clearing, and you might include kids and deceased loved ones at a separate time. So I guess they just wanted to remind you of that.
Yeah, because it might just be too much, you know, of an overload having a bunch of, you know, children on that, or you know, young adults, we'll say, because it's just too
right.
It'd just be too much.
Right.
For me.
Right. Okay, here's a question. I know people, this is born of frustration, I think, a little. Why would the aliens want to destroy this planet so badly? They know ascension's coming, and this planet will not be here anyway at that point. And don't they realize they have to depart from here? So in this case, why are they still fighting just to be here for a few more years? It doesn't make sense. They're fighting something that's already been lost.
I have no clue on that. No. No clue whatsoever.
Right. Okay, so someone said, can Ron's past and future lectures be available as payable podcasts?
Don't know yet.
Well, the plan now, and many of Ron's lectures already are free on YouTube. So Ron does have a YouTube channel, and it's not under Creation Lightship. It's actually, you search Ron Amitron, and there are, gosh, at least 8 of your lectures from years past, and I think one is even from the Los Angeles Expo this year, Ron. So, and there's a lot of recordings of special healings you've done on these shows. So,
Yeah, and I have ones to put up too still, so.
Oh, good. Good. All right. Let's see if I have some more questions.
I'll go to the light ship. It's getting close to that time,
now?
I guess.
Okay.
Oh, this is for people who are listening live. And here we go. You bring your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with you. I might just watch them, see how they look as we start to do this here. A lot of times the pets and animals, dogs or cats, will say mainly what you probably would have. You know, they will kind of respond differently. So here we go. Let's go to the light ships. Only works live from the, you know, on an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. So here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we're going to be going into the hot tub room, floating magnets like we do on the conference calls here. And we'll go into the room with the dolphins. So the pink dolphins. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll see what other kind of room requests we have here. So let's go into a room that has dragonflies. So here they come, stronger. And request your healing in each room that you're in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room with the bears. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And go into a room with the unicorns. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And going into the room with the fairies. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll have our birthday party today because we are the first day of the month. So people who are born in April will have a birthday party in a few minutes here. Going into the room with the deer, so stronger, 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 and stronger. So let's go in, and we'll go into the room with the dog and the cats, and maybe the horse room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're in those rooms, so we're now walking to the food court. We're going to have our wonderful dessert for people born in this month, so we're all enjoying the goodies to eat, and they're not really large portions, but they'll taste really good. So here we go. We're checking out all the different types of desserts, and you're getting what you're asking for. And you can have seconds and thirds if you like. And we're now singing happy birthday for the people who were born in April. So happy birthday, everybody. The Light Beings are also singing happy birthday to everyone, along with all of you listening here. And happy birthday, everybody. So let's go back to the food court if you want to get something in addition to what you had. And we'll continue the call here. So here we go. Going up to the room with, oh, we got owls. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a room which will help us out with our breathing here. And this is the salt cave. So here we go, going into this room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see. We'll go into 2 more rooms here. We'll see what comes up here. I was thinking maybe of going into the room with the beavers. So here we go. Beaver energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And we can go into the room with the whales. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We haven't had hummingbirds, so let's go where the hummingbirds are. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Guess we'll come back from the light ship. And, boy. Yeah. Let's come back. We have one that we could possibly do, but maybe on the next Saturday we'll try this one here. Be a surprise for everybody. So here we go, coming back. So one, two, three, four, five, and your animal, pets, flower, tea, garden, plants are with you. So let's bring Ann on again. So Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Ron. That was lovely, as always. Thank you very much. Really enjoyed that. So some questions came up on a show recently about what names to use. So I know we've talked about this a lot in the past. And I think, well, first of all, you want to go into the natal barcode and clear all the different names you've had, nicknames, confirmation names, married names, whatever names you've taken through the years. But I believe, Ron, that you've always said the name to use is the name you're currently using, that's your real name that's legal and all that, on the healings. So, because someone heard something different, that they'd done it with, they've done all their clearings with their current name, and then thought they were told they had to do it with their birth name.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Both work. I believe I had an email from somebody a while back, and they just tried it with their birth name. So that would be on your natal chart. Remember, your natal chart is natal barcode. That's your whole lifetime already with programs in it for you to follow. And so I guess the question would be, if you change your name, would that still be attached to you? Well, it's attached to your body. So your body is going through this year. That's why you use your birth name, because that's associated with your body. But the person decided to also add in what they're going by now, and maybe they're using a nickname or something, you know, and people know them as that, and they said they felt a slight change and felt more relief after doing that also. So you may want to use the name that you're going by now and also, you know, your original name when you were born. Its original name is what the contracts are set up with you on. So back to you.
Okay. What about, for instance, if you did, like I use my, of course, I have my first name, I have my birth name, and my married name. What if you just put in those three names when you do the clearing?
Well, you're probably attached to those energies on cordings, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you may want to try it and see what happens.
Okay. Okay, great.
It can't hurt anything.
No. No. Okay. We have another testimonial about the new Earth. I've had a lot more energy last week and feel as if saying no to what I do not need is much easier. And I've almost felt as if others cannot keep up with me, as I have been so focused and straightforward and direct. I have found when I don't have time or want to do the whole mind-to-heart drop, for instance, if I'm falling asleep, if I say I am, then it seems to help me stay in my heart a lot more.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Yep, that's all you need. Okay. I think. Okay, I'm not sure. I think you've answered this, but I didn't read this one message. Is being on the show and on weekly conference calls and special conference and the monthly intensives and doing the clearings, is that just like bilocating when connecting to Creation Lightship in all ways now? Does that automatically put us on the new earth, in other words?
Typically, that would be yes, uh-huh.
Great.
Let's say 90% yes.
Right. Okay, someone is curious. They're working with the time-traveling soldiers, as I know many people listening are, have been enlisted. And they've not been doing timeline crashes because of what they're doing with the soldiers. They don't want to ruin what they're doing with the soldiers. So will they be able to go to the new earth, bilocate to the new earth while they're working with the soldiers?
Yes, they would, yeah. Uh-huh.
Great. Okay. And oh, and I, you know, we've been talking about archives. Last night's show, Friday, and Wednesday's show, let me just say those dates for the archives, I would say are very important shows to listen to if you happen to miss them. Someone wrote in saying, you know, they listen to the Saturday night shows, and that's terrific. But, yeah, Wednesday, March 29th, and Friday, March 31st, because you spoke so much about the New Earth, Ron, and explained so much that I think it would be really great for people to listen to that. Someone wrote in, this is one of the things that you have on your YouTube channel. It's a recording of you bringing in the 12 source energies, which is a really wonderful thing to listen to. So this one listener said when she listens to that, she sometimes sheds tears. Do you know why that would be?
No, I don't.
Well, she might be just coming into a place of peace, do you think?
Yeah, could be, you know. No, it's a body thing, so I don't know what's happening, you know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody's body's a little bit different, and maybe it's a remembrance, possibly, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's a testimonial and a question. This is from the person that sent in the questions about the smart meters. This was back in January, Ron, if you remember that. Thanks for all the great suggestions and the healing Ron did for us on the BBS show of January 23rd. It removed the symptoms for a while, then got the smart meter moved out of the house because we complained. I think that was all part of the discussion. You know, you said try to get it out of the house. So they did. But they still have some problems from this, some pains in their bodies. And they're wondering, did they get an implant? Can you tell if it's an implant, a barcode, pins, or is it still the effects of the smart meter?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know.
They are doing clearings. They're listing the clearings here. Yeah.
We'll see if somebody could enter something on that, you know.
Okay.
But, you know.
Yeah. It's, maybe that if you want to write in again about that and, you know, maybe going forward we'll have a little more information. Okay. Okay.
I'm trying to think what that initial question was. So when you first brought it up, I was looking at something. So can you remember what it was, Ann? When we first started the show, I was going to check on something.
Oh, yeah. Was it... It wasn't about the children on the call. It was something... That was the one you wanted to think on. Later, there was something else. Nope, I don't... hopefully, it will come back.
It's interesting, like, when you're in the moment. And at times, I would bring people into the moment when I first do a lecture.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no questions. So, because when you're in the moment, there's nothing wrong, nothing to ask, because you're peaceful. When you're not in the moment, then you got all these questions to be asking.
Right, right.
I think all these are important, you know.
Right. Okay, so here's an interesting question too, Ron. What clearing should we keep on when we're out and about, like at work or the supermarket, wherever we might be, that will bring peace into the area that we are in at the time?
I would say probably maybe the space clearing, location space clearing, and, you know, have it, you know, follow you, because that's wherever you are, you should have that going. You know, it should follow you where you're going. Let's put it that way. So I'd say maybe the space clearing.
Well, right. Many people.
And then maybe even, you know, maybe entities. Oh.
Right. And, well, we still have the recording of the help enslaved aliens leave Earth. And that is very powerful, I feel. I still run that all the time if I go somewhere or if I'm out for a walk in my neighborhood. And, you know, somebody built a new house near where I live, Ron, and it's a street I walk by all the time. And I realized the other day, wow, they did some kind of a hocus-pocus thing, which I've caught before. They're protecting their home and their property, and they think they're doing all right. They probably think they're doing a good thing. But you can tell there's some kind of alien structure or something they put around their house. And when you put on that alien clearing, it all went away. Because it didn't feel good to walk by it. So, yeah, this person, you know, went on to say, you know, maybe you need to come up with something like the enslaved aliens one. But I think the enslaved alien one works well enough, don't you?
Yes, uh-huh.
I don't feel like you need to start doing more healings. There are so many healings. Can other people that are sending you bad energies take you out of the present moment?
All the time. Yep, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Because
if you feel the energy, then you're being courted, and that will put you onto the timeline that they're on, and they want you to be on that same timeline. That's just like what we have the media clearing. Remember, when you're on the media clearing, you're on the timeline of everybody else watching that same program that you are. So there's really, you know, no difference there. So, yeah, you know, once somebody puts you on a timeline, then you need to get off that timeline to do timeline crashing on it.
Right. Those are great. Someone suggested...
You know, we're always... timeline crashing is probably your best self-defense to get off us out of situations that you got put into. I hear a lot of people, you know, who connect with me off and on, they say, yeah, you know, I'm glad I have those timeline crashes because, you know, I can get swallowed up in situations and events that I don't even belong going into when I start doing those clearings. And somehow everybody who wanted me to be there or do something, they just kind of, like, disappear. Then I'm free again when I finally get enough of them done so that I don't have, you know, that focus directed to me from that timeline of whatever that situation would be.
Okay. Okay.
I think we're almost ready for the show to end. So what's probably the best clearing that you think you can do if we got a newbie on here? I would probably maybe suggest myself maybe doing the activation there. Object activation to do water for each day of the week maybe, or to clean off your food when you're eating it. Mm-hmm. Do you have any suggestions there, Ann?
Those are good ones. I always tell people do all the free healings, do the Be Here Now. Someone's writing in to say for the person with the smart meter to try the harmonic frequency clearing. That is wonderful. I was dragging my feet a bit and didn't get that for a while, and when I finally did, I was so happy. That's a really good one. I tell people, of course, to start out, if they're serious about getting cleared out, of course, as you say, the emotional one, and then I think the death barcode. For instance, the person that wrote in that's been coming on the Saturday night shows, and they have something physical going on, I would certainly do the death barcode removal.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, well, is there anything else, Ron, that you want to share or tell us? Well, our next show will be on Monday at 4, but there's no healing intensive tomorrow. So any words of wisdom or things we should do or not do?
Well, you want to be peaceful. And so the only way to be peaceful is not to get caught onto timelines or directed onto timelines. And the more you think, the more you're on timeline, so you need to get back into the peace energy. The eliminating alien attack is what I think a lot of people enjoy doing. So if you haven't checked that one out, it's $30. Get in there and get that clearing, and you may find relief in your life that you probably thought you never had with energies coming to you. So that clearing is very, very useful.
Right. I went over about half of that last Friday night a week ago, and that's how I feel too, Ron, especially if you sort of don't know what's going on. Maybe that's what the smart meter people need to try too, just do that alien attack for a month, and sometimes that will get rid of the issue. And this is a great time to just really get rid of all those alien energies that are bothering us.
Yep, that's correct. Might be a show on Contact Talk Radio, too, on an archive that might do that. In fact, if you have some spare time, I want to just go in and listen to those shows because they're all formatted, with maybe one or two topics in mind about CLS clearings and things. So I know I have had people say, yeah, they like that because they have, a lot of information. We have a lot of information on different topics there. So I guess we'll end the program tonight. So this is our PBS radio show, and here we go. So doing the Mind to Heart Drop. And San Mateo is coming up at the end of the month, so in case you're interested in that, here we go. The 15th is our Spirit Out of the Box special. But here we go. Let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. So commanding your spirit out loud, you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, blessings, and hope you enjoyed the birthday party tonight. Maybe you're full of cake and ice cream or whatever. So we'll see you later. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Definitely thank you, callers, people who, I won't say callers, but people who are bringing in stuff on the fast chat, and also thank you, listeners. We appreciate whatever you send us to make comments on. Bye, everybody. Blessings. See you later.